This is the A-Rog podcast hosted by me, Austin Rogers, student athlete here at Alabama State University. And today I have with me Miss Laydaw.
Hey, y'all. What's up?
What's up? What's up? So I've been getting some like inquiries in my DM talking about, you know, having rappers on the podcast and whatnot.
Yeah.
So I wanted to have a female rapper because I never like talked to one before. So.
Look at you.
So can you tell me a little something about like yourself and like your background?
All right. Well, I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. I come from a big family. I got 9 brothers. I got a little sister. So I was always, you know, a little aggressive. I always been writing. I always battle rap. Like when I went to high school in 7th and 8th grade, I was always battle rapping dudes, you feel me? So I guess I kind of just took it from there. And from just battle rap to actually writing songs and getting in the studio and really figuring out my sound. So right now, I guess that's what I'm trying to do, like figure out my sound from what I used to sound like and how I want to sound. You feel me? Like merging that.
So you can like see yourself making progress?
Oh yeah, for sure.
So when did you actually start? Like when's the first time you actually like recorded a song?
First time I recorded a song, I had to be like 12. But I was in the studio with my brother. He was actually recognized by Sony, and he was singing in there. Then they just threw me in there for a little verse. And I'm like, okay, I kind of like this. Like, so that was my first time in the studio.
Yeah. So, like, coming from Cincinnati, because, like, they don't really have a big rap scene. Yeah. Like, when I think of Cincinnati, I think of Adrian Broner.
Yeah, oh, damn.
So, like, I can tell, like, there's people out there that like to flex, but I don't really think of, like, hip-hop when I think of Cincinnati. So, like, you talk about, like, the music scene out there.
Yeah, the music scene in Cincinnati is real underground. Like, we ain't that big yet. Gator Noriega, Prince Bop, let me see, Roadrunner TB, Roadrunner Savvy, really Exit 5 where I'm from, that's who really putting the music down, you feel me? They just got sad. But yeah, it's like, I don't know, it's not really a lot of support in Cincinnati. So if you ain't made it yet or you don't got connections, ain't nobody really gonna push your music, you feel me? You kind of just like play for your homeboys, let them play it somewhere so other people hear it.
Yeah, let it spread.
Yeah.
So do you feel like you get support?
Me being the only female rapper, yes, that got an advantage.
So I was about to say, is it harder being a female rapper? Because I feel like sometimes like you can have wolves. Like I feel like either people like fake support you to sort of like try to like get in with you.
Yeah.
Or like or like people like it's just fake support in general.
So
like,
I mean, the support aspect of it is not that hard because like I said, it's not really many female rappers who rap like I do. Mm-hmm. However, it's hard to be taken seriously as an artist when you're a female. Because when you go in for studio time or you link up with somebody for a feature, they think it's something that it ain't. You feel me? I came here to make a song. I ain't come here for all the personal stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's like really demanding your respect. That's, you got to do that as a female artist. Like, you walk in the room and you own it. Like, nah, this ain't that. I know what I'm doing. Like, yeah.
So do you ever feel like there's like some female artists that had to sell out or like have to sort of like portray themselves as something they're not or something that they didn't originally do? For example, like if you were to just start like you know what I mean, like if you were to just start like, I don't know, shooting videos half naked, do you feel like that's like selling out or you think it's just like molding to what the people want?
I mean, if you just have sex appeal, like that's the only thing that's getting you recognized, that's a sellout. Because that's not gonna last too long either. But artists,
Nikki's 40.
Well, but she ain't on. She fell off because she's so Hollywood about herself.
Video she put yesterday. Yeah. Go like, I ain't like it, but I saved it.
Yeah, she's so Hollywood about herself. But like artists like Megan Thee Stallion, she the one like, yeah, I got sex appeal, but I got bars too. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So if it's on some of that, like your bars match your sex appeal, I don't think that's a sellout. If anything, that's appealing to the audience.
It's just a plus with it.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you just go out there and, you know, in the music video just with the thong on.
Yeah.
That ain't it right there.
Yeah.
That ain't it.
So, what are some of your influences?
My influence gotta be my number one, Tupac. I listen to a lot of Tupac. I came from an older family. Mm-hmm. So, Tupac, Biggie, Foxy Brown, Lil Kim, N.W.A.
Lil Kim.
Yeah. Let me see. Artists around this time.
Yeah, I was thinking you were going to say, like, Cash Dollars.
No. Female artists, it used to be Nicki Minaj. I'm not going to lie. Mm. Like, the old Nicki. Like, Monster Nicki. That was my favorite Nicki. Then it went to, I can't think of no females.
Like, Cuban Doll, Molly Brazy.
I mean, they cool. Megan Thee Stallion. Yeah, now, I love me some Megan. Mm. But Cuban Doll and Molly Brazy, Asian Doll, don't get me wrong, they all got bars, but it's like, it don't really, I can't just click on their song and listen to it, you feel me?
Really?
I don't really vibe with it like that.
what's interesting about Molly Brazy and Asian Doll, even though it's sort of like, I feel like as they get older, they sort of fall into that category where they use sex appeal. Mm-hmm. It's like when they came out, they really didn't really have sex appeal. Yeah. It's sort of like, you know, real skinny and just mm-hmm. have bars or whatever. But you're a student here at Alabama State, right?
Mm-hmm.
Freshman, right?
Second semester freshman.
So, like, what brought you here?
Well, academic incentive scholarship. That's what caught my attention. Alabama State gave me the most money. They gave me a full tuition scholarship. And then I looked into the campus. It's at HBCU. The people around here, very similar to the people I grew up with in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Like, that, just that blackness. I love it.
Yeah.
So I chose ASU. I love it here.
Yeah, and that's why I was thinking sometimes. I was like, man, I never really thought about going to HBCU.
Yeah.
And then, like, when I went here, it's sort of like I got so used to it that if I were to, like, transfer or something, it just wouldn't really be the same.
Yeah.
It's just not, like, I feel so, like, at home, like, with these people. But, yeah. So, what's your major?
Criminal justice.
Okay. So, where do you want to, like?
Defense attorney. That's what I'm pushing for. I want to be a defense attorney. I want to bring change to, you know, the justice system and really be an advocate for those who can't afford the lawyer to get them out of a situation. You feel me? A lot of black people, they get incarcerated because they don't have the finances to fight for their rights or, you know, just to prove that they didn't do the crime.
Right.
So, just to help that and do anything I can to improve, like, the black community and to decrease the incarceration rate for the black community. You feel me?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, back home. Let's talk about back home.
Mm-hmm.
In Cincinnati, do you feel like it's a place that you can actually, like, grow, or do you feel like you had to get out?
Got to get out of there. Cincinnati is so slimy. Like, it's not much to do in Cincinnati. So, it's like the club scene. I guess it's similar everywhere you go. Just with teenagers, period. Like, just the club scene, the party scene, just being out. But in Cincinnati, being out, you in a way, like, it's a lot of violence. It's a lot of violence. So, being an artist in Cincinnati, you're going to find yourself in situations you don't need to be in just because that's where you're going to get seen, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like so much violence and other stuff go around in that area. You know, it's hard to get out of that. You feel mm-hmm. me? It's real hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, let's backtrack a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I remember you said you had 9 brothers.
Yeah.
So, like, were all of them supportive? Not even your brothers. I don't know if you had parents
mm-hmm.
or just your whole family. What did they think about you coming out rapping?
My mama, she loved it. She was so excited because when she was younger, her and her best friend, they actually had a little group going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just always around music, like karaoke, singing, rapping. So when she found out I took it serious and I was really writing, she supported me. My brothers, my big support system, they push me every video they share. Can't say the same for my daddy, though. He wasn't really feeling it. He wasn't feeling it. Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, I can sort of tell that you, like, it seems like, because I saw that video, I think you were in Mobile.
Yeah.
You were, like, at the club, and you went out, and you started, like, rapping in front
of
everybody.
Oh, that was here. That was in Montgomery.
Oh, that's in Montgomery?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like, the way you did it, it seemed like you had no type of anxiety, no type of, like, nervousness. It looked like you just been doing it, like, for a long time.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh.
Yeah, for real. I was so nervous. Oh, I was
for
so
real?
Nervous. Yes, just because QC, that's like that's big. That's Migos. That's Lil Baby. Like just going up there in front of them and doing something raw with no beat. Mm-hmm. I did not come prepared to rap. So when I got up there and I did it, it was like, wow, I really just did it. Like,
yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, I can do this more often. Yeah. So the nervousness, it went away real quick. I got comfortable as soon as the crowd got involved.
I heard all the hypes.
Yeah.
So, like, you think, like, when people first look at you, they sort of have, like, a pretty much, like, perception of you. Because, like, when I look at you, it's like, all right, this little girl. It's like, mm-hmm. I didn't think she could, like, rap like that. It's
mm-hmm.
like, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it. Do people sort of misjudge you a lot?
Yeah, I get misjudged a lot. I get perceived as bougie a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I get perceived as, you know, bougie, uppity. She thinks she's better than everybody else. She come from money. She got this, she got that, but it's none of that. Like, when you step up to me and have a conversation, you see I rip. It's not that. Like, so I could say I'm not approachable. I put it like that. Maybe
mm-hmm.
it's how I look. I do have a mean look. But, yeah, misjudgments, I mean, it is what it is. But that ain't worth my time. If you can't come up to me and talk to me and get to know me.
So are you, like, a people person?
No.
So, like, if somebody were to speak to you or, like, from a distance, just a stranger, would you, like, speak back? Like, yeah. A guy just being nice?
I don't know about a guy. But a female, yeah.
So people can't, like, speak?
I don't know. It depends on how you speak.
I don't know. I feel like not all, like, speaking is, like, flirting.
But that's, you know, like, some have, like, ulterior motives. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when it's just, like, weird, you know.
That's why I get offended by it. Because sometimes I speak to girls, uh-huh. and they'll, like, take it the wrong way. Or I could, like, compliment a girl and just be very platonic with it. And yeah. it might not be anything.
But see, that's so rare. Like, guys, they just so, yeah. they want to be, like, hey, what's up with you? Let me get your number. You feel what I mean? No. No, then they be over there with their homeboys. I bet you I get it. I bet you I get it. Then they walk over there. No, I'm not speaking to you.
But wouldn't you feel like good? Like, because I don't really understand. Like, if a guy does all that to, like, try to pursue you, shouldn't you feel, like, honored by that? Because, like, if a girl goes out of her way to speak to me, whether it's sort of, like, off the wall or not, I would think of that as, like, she might have come off a little strong or a little hard, but, like, her heart's in the right spot.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. I don't know where the difference is between guys and girls. I guess, like, a girl, she automatically got in her head, like, okay, he trying to hook up with me. He trying to flirt with me. But with guys, if a girl come up and speak to you, you know, do you think the same thing? Think
I mean, she trying to flirt? Just depends, because sometimes, I don't know, girls could put you in traps sometimes, I feel like. Like, I feel like girls could act friendly just to make you think they want you. And then when you start sort of messing with them, they start, like, you know, spreading the word, like, man, this dude awesome, man. He's hitting me up, like, I don't even like him like that. She's the one that led me out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, but the reason I asked you that is because I know, like, in the industry, I'm sure it's about, like, plugs, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, connections. So, yeah. If you're a people person, how do you make connections?
Well, honestly, I had to get out of my bubble, get out of that, not talking to people. You have to make it as an artist, because it's not what you know, it's who you know, in some cases. So I guess, like, that confidence, like, being confident within yourself, within your craft, and be able to walk up and have a conversation with somebody. That's what I worked on. I think I'm improving in that.
Mm. So do you, like, ever, like, reach out to people on social media and, like, shoot DMs at people?
Definitely. Now I do. After that QC showcase, I definitely do. Like, if I see you an artist and you got something going, okay, let's work. But I did not used to do that. I did not used to reply about features just because, like, I was so introverted. You know really? What I'm saying? But now, especially coming to ASU, I kind of network a little bit more, you know, get to know people.
Yeah, and I think that's pretty interesting, too, because you're from the Midwest, right?
Yeah.
So Cincinnati. And it's like, you can have two different fan bases almost, like two different home fan bases in two different places.
Because
it's a lot of people. The college campus is a lot of people.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of way, that's a good way to, like, spread your name around.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... What do you do in your spare time? What does your regular day consist of?
I do go to the gym and I shoot a lot. I love basketball. When I was younger, I was a little tomboy. I was at the basketball court, so that kind of followed me here. Day, I write a lot. I listen to beats. I read a lot.
What do you read?
I'm actually on, what is that book called? Jesus' Son. Who is it by? Something Johnson. I just started it. But anyway, my English professor, she actually put a chapter of it on Blackboard. And it caught my attention. The chapter was called Dun Dun. It was about, like, New Yorkers, you know, impoverished life. But it was like a bibliography.
Mm-hmm.
But it was it was a bibliography because he was telling about his life. But it wasn't in chronological order. Like, he would go to something and then go to a flashback. But anyway, it was really interesting. So that's what I'm reading right now.
Do you try to, like, incorporate, like, what you read into your music?
Definitely.
Or is your music more of, like, a biography versus, like, you just, like, telling random stories about stuff you've seen, stuff you've experienced?
Honestly, it depends on what mood I'm in. Like, if I'm mad or I'm agitated or the day just had me frustrated, that's when I go in on the drill beat. Mm-hmm. You feel me? But if I'm just chilling, I'm vibing, it's more like a story. It might be a story about me. It might be a story about somebody else, or I mix it. You feel me? But picking up a dictionary and the source and looking up different words, that's what I'm trying to do now. Just, like, work on my wordplay, using different words. Yeah.
So, like, in the past few years, let's just say, like, the past 3 years, have you seen your music progress?
Definitely.
Like, what ways have you seen yourself, like, getting better? Like, what milestones do you think you've accomplished that you could look back and be like, man, I've come a long way?
Well, one, I could not write a chorus to save my life. Like, and being an artist, you have to be able to write a chorus. You got to get radio play. So over the summer, I was working on making choruses, and I'm working on a song right now. I was just in the studio. And the chorus is, like, it's the first chorus where I feel like it can get played. Like, this is something that's catchy. Mm-hmm. So, choruses is one. Two, knowing what I'm doing in the studio as far as, like, highlighting it, ad-libs. Like, it's taking me less time to really put a song together. Mm-hmm. That's how I know, like, I'm really working. Yeah. It makes me feel proud of myself.
Yeah. So, when you go in the studio, is it just you? Or, like, when it comes to the final layout of the song, mm-hmm. do you have to get an opinion? Like, do you ever ask, like, your brother's opinion? Like, does it sound good? Or is it just all you, no brainstorming? Like, this is what I want to do. This is what I'm going to do.
That's a hard question. Sometimes, like, I'll let them listen to, like, the chorus or the first verse just to see if they feeling it, you know, see if they catch what I'm, the melody that I'm trying to put out there. Mm-hmm. But if it's something, like, I know this is hard, I just need to go in the studio and get it together. I don't want nobody to hear it till it's done. Because you ain't going to feel it, like, until I get it to sound how I want it to sound. You feel me? So, yeah.
Have you ever had an instance where they're just like, nah?
Yeah.
Nah.
I had a lot of them. I actually tried to do, like, a dance and twerk song, like, on some Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah,
like, nah, that ain't it. I'm like, okay. But, yeah, constructive criticism is, like, yeah, that's big. Definitely need that.
So, what did they think about you coming all the way down here for school?
Half my family supported it, half didn't. Just because it's so far and I don't have any family down here. Mm-hmm. But when it came closer to go, they supported me. They wanted me to go, pushed me to go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be back. I had to take a short break. So, this is laid out.
Get your bitch on my house, bitch! What the fuck going on, man?
I said it's fucking payday, motherfucker!
Louis tag, yellow bag, walking asking where the money yet. Let me stack the hundreds, so I don't wanna check. I ain't talking Nike, but I keep a check.
Yellow bag, blow it fast, locked and loaded, C16, that's a pistol mag. All black like hella bands, that's a hefty bag.
Louis tag, yellow bag, walking asking where the money yet. Let me stack the hundreds, so I don't wanna check. I ain't talking Nike, but I keep a check.
Yellow bag, blow it fast, locked and loaded, C16, that's a pistol mag. All black like hella bands, that's a hefty bag.
Blue face, big race, big racks, leave a nigga lacking when I hit him with the Big Mac. Niggas really capping, talking money. They ain't get yet. Set a nigga up and take his pack. Now where your bitch at? Got your hoe up off the molly, serving sloppy toppy. BB's hitting, call me Rocky, more bars than Takashi. Yo, boo lick me like a lolly, singing Ricky Bobby. Probably sign a Gotti, God the only one can stop me. Pull up on him with a Glock 9, make a nigga dance, call a hammer time. Spit straight heat like a summertime. Yeah. Gotta pay attention, gotta pay a fine. Got him waiting on me, got him in a line. Making niggas grind since I got on mine. Damn, this shit is too easy. Cooking the beat, do it greasy. D-Netto like Cardi B, please me. Shooters be packing like Peasy.
Yeah, I got this bitch high. Got a 40 with a scope with a red dot. Dead shot. Empty 16 magazine go, till his neck pop. The chest is the next spot. Shoot it to my wrist lock. Feeling like you Chris Rock, cause everybody hate ops. Walking in this drip drop. My neck match my wristwatch. My time coming TikTok. Like Flavor Flav with big clocks. LBJ with big blocks. Mayweather with the big knocks. Damn. With shorty, I'm smoking a pack out. You know how we rock, you know how we rollin', you know that I'm knocking her back out. And shorty got weave, you know it get me, you know that I'm pulling her tracks out. We off of a bitch, she fuck with the team, you know we pulling them racks out. Shorty giving hella bread, she giving hella knowledge. Shorty always skipping school, but somehow she in college. Shorty riding like a Benz, but she come with some malice. Get her home and take it off and get tossed in a salad. Yeah, get tossed in a salad. Get tossed in a salad.
Go, Payday, go, go.
All right, so we're back with the A-Rodge Podcast. I'm here with Lay Doll and my producer, Miss Jamaica. So,
Miss Jamaica.
I like that.
But, girl, I got a few questions for you.
Okay,
so with your criminal justice major and stuff like that, you know, mm-hmm. when you make it, because we speak of things into existence all 2020.
True.
And so how are you going to, so I know you plan, do you want to finish school kind of like, how, you know, Megan is doing, like, how you going to do that? Are you going to do, like, online? Or
I guess it depends on the timing. Like, I wouldn't really drop out of school or start school online unless I know I got a deal, like, something that's legit. But, yeah, I would want to continue to go to school. I want to get my degree. Do it online, probably.
So, how you, what are you going to do with it? Like, are you going to, because I know Megan, she was saying, like, she's majoring, like, health administration or something like that, and she said she want to open up, like, a bunch of, like, homes for, you know, the elderly people and stuff like that to you know, make sure they have like good homes and stuff like that in mm-hmm. Houston. So how are you going to use that, your criminal justice degree?
Yeah.
Like once you make it.
Really, I want to educate like the black youth about politics, about their rights, about mm-hmm. the justice system. Mm-hmm. And then I would want to bring like big brother, like organizations, because it's not really a thing in Cincinnati. Like they don't really have much mentors and, you know, organizations to join for your free time. So really like a place where kids can come that's safe, where they learn and stuff, but at the same time they're able to be themselves.
Yeah,
you get me? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you gonna be claiming like Cincinnati and Alabama? Yeah. Or you just gonna claim like Cincinnati?
513 to the 334. Okay. You know?
Okay. Yeah. So I do want to know, like, what's your like process? Like, when you go in the studio and write, are you like off the dome? Do you like write it down before? Or it depends on like the song or the mood. Or how you do that?
I'm a writer. I like to come to the studio prepared. Mm-hmm. So I write down my verses, my choruses. I don't really write down my ad libs. Mm-hmm. I kind of let that just come to me. But the first thing I do when I come to the studio, I get the mood right. Turn the lights how I want them. Get a little candle lit. Mm-hmm. You know. And then I just listen to the beat a couple times, let it play out the speakers. Then I get in my vibe, put the headphones on, and lay it down.
So, like, do you think, like, rappers be flexing when they be like, yeah, like, I don't write my music, I just go in there and just...
I would be thinking
definitely,
that.
Definitely. Like, not to knock anybody, but if you come in there freestyling, you got all punches, everything you saying is hard, it's yeah. most likely not a freestyle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you had to have been to practice it somewhere, unless yeah. you like Lil Wayne or something, because I believe he do that.
Yeah.
But I don't even know about him.
You don't
him.
Think so?
Nah. Told
you
what?
What?
I think Lil Wayne, he might be that fair.
Yeah, I think so. Because, like, but then again, it's just like, when you hear what he writes, it's like, how can you just come up with that off the dome? Like, you yeah. had to have thought about that in the bathroom yeah. and, like, had it in the back of your head. Like, you can't just, like... come in the studio and just say stuff like that mm-hmm. and it sounds like so natural. Like lyrical and yeah. like, you know, the metaphors right, punchlines right, and mm-hmm. it's just like, dang, like
yeah.
oh, it's just amazing to hear. But yeah. I do want to know, I know you said you used to battle rap and stuff yeah. like that, so you like to freestyle like
off the dome? I do and I don't. I mm-hmm. don't know. Like, if I'm just around my friends and we just kicking it, yeah, mm-hmm. throwing a beat real quick.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
yeah. But if yeah. it's, like, out, I'm like, damn, I got to act like I'm a rapper now. I got to, yeah. everything I say got to be hard. So, it's like, I don't know, that pressure is a good and a bad thing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, girl, I know, like, even, I know, I honestly feel like if you did all of that in front of, like, QC, you can do it in front of anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, like, that's QC. And they got, like you said, they got amigos and all these yeah. people. You can do it in front of, you can do it in front of anybody.
Yeah.
And I know, because, girl, I've heard your stuff, and you very talented.
Thank you.
All you just have to do is just, like, put it out there.
Yeah.
And they're going to receive it anyway. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Just because of, first of all, you're very beautiful.
Thank you.
And then on top of that, like, you know what you're talking about. Like, you're not just saying, like, no anything. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So how are you going to, like, incorporate, you know, with you being a college student, were you planning on incorporating that in some, in like future raps and stuff?
Yeah, definitely. When I came on the campus, I said I wanted to take like the school hymn mm. and kind of remix it, go around campus, do a music video, get everybody involved. Mm. I just never got into it. I never got to it. But you saying you do videography and all this stuff, so I'm networking, you feel me?
Yes. Yeah.
So I can put it together.
Hey, yeah. I would love to do that.
Yes, because I actually, I watched a video on YouTube mm-hmm. and they did it, I don't know what year it was. Mm-hmm. But they did one, and it was like, wow, that's, yeah, like a 2020 version of that.
Yes.
Yeah, no, definitely.
God, 2020, like, it's a whole new year, a new decade.
Yes.
Like, you gotta do that.
Yes.
We're going to talk about
it. Yes.
So have you ever done, like, made, like, a love track or, like, a track in your feelings?
Oh, well, I knew you was going to ask. My first love song I made was, like, last semester. Mm-hmm. It was a remix to Where to Love It by NBA YoungBoy.
Mm-hmm.
I was feeling it. Like, mm-hmm. I've been starting to do that more. Write my, like, love songs down, you feel me? But it's just a different approach. I don't want to come off, like, mushy. Mm-hmm. I still want to have my sound, but you're going to hear what I'm saying, like, you're going to feel me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So who was, like, your, like, if you could collaborate with anybody, top five, dead or alive, who would you be?
Okay, Trey. Hold on. NBA YoungBoy, Kentrell. Come here.
Come
on, man. Yes, NBA YoungBoy, Rallo Rodriguez, No Cap, Lil Baby. I really wish Young Peppy was not dead. R.I.P. Peppy. Mm-hmm. Peppy. Speaker Knockers.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Tupac for sure. Mm-hmm. Number one. I should have said that first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Females, though.
Yeah.
Gotta be Nicki. Mm-hmm. Megan Thee Stallion. I don't know about Miss Mulatto. I like the old Miss Mulatto when she came in. But now it's like she just trying to be like Megan. Like, all she talk about is sex. Like, mm-hmm. I don't really think I want her no more.
And it kind of seems like inauthentic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I don't understand that. I like the old Mulatto. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about Saweetie?
Saweetie's tough.
I'm not going to lie. Saweetie's tough.
I like it. I mean, the song, that was definitely hard. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know. I got to listen.
It would have to be the right song.
I really got to listen to her verse and see what she's saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, when people reach out to you, mm-hmm. I mean, I remember you said you were, like, an introvert, but are you ever, like, picky with, like, who reaches out to you? Like,
oh, definitely.
I want to get on your song?
Definitely. Like, if you a whole different, you an artist in a whole different genre. Like, you got a whole different sound. Mm-hmm. If I know that us two on a track is not going to work together, mm-hmm. I'm just, you know, be like, I don't know. Most of the time, I'm not going to open it. Like,
yeah.
But I really got to go to your page and see what you got going. Like, have you been in the studio before? Have you made a music video before? Mm-hmm. Like, where you at with it? If we at the same level, are you feel me, a little bit above me? Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. And if you're above me, of course. Yes. Yeah.
So, I do want to know, I know you talked, like, have you had, like, experiences, like, I don't know, he mentioned, like, the love songs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, what experiences that you think you want to plan on, like, writing about?
Oh,
you don't
want
to share? You don't have to share too
much. Nah, girl, I'm going to share. So, listen. My last relationship, dude, oh, my goodness. He just was really, like, I don't know, dude, bipolar. He got mental issues. So, you know, we was going steady. We kicking it. And at the time, my senior year, I had my own apartment. Mm-hmm. So he was staying with me. And we was like, you know, we was going good. But one night came where I was at work, and he didn't come pick me up. He wasn't answering the phone, none of that, right? Mm-hmm. So I finally get home, call him. And he answered, like, on the fifth call. And it's a female in the background. Click, I'm on my way.
Okay.
So my sister already in the apartment with me. We slide up. I know where you at. He an artist too, so he be in the studio. I slide up to the studio. I see his car, girl. I open that door, and the girl sitting on his lap. Girl, I snatched her out so quick. Man.
Cincinnati?
Yes.
My
sister right there. I snatched the girl so quick. We start fighting. My sister throwing bleach and bricks and stuff. It's crazy. Crazy, like. And it's the most stuff I ain't gonna say on here.
Yeah.
But I gotta, oh, I gotta put all that in the song.
Right.
Yeah.
That's so crazy, though. Like, what? How do you feel? Okay.
we're
going to get into this. So, okay, so once you do make it, mm-hmm. do you feel like getting into, like, relationships and stuff like that is a lot harder once you become, like, a bigger artist, especially, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, how do you feel about, like, dating? I know it's like you have to date guys, like, on your level.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, like, how do you feel like dating a regular guy versus dating a guy that's in the industry, you know?
Honestly, I would prefer to date a regular guy.
Really?
Like, well, I don't know. It's downs and ups to it. Like, mm-hmm. if you date within the industry, mm-hmm. it's like, you really, really with me for me or a publicity stunt.
Right.
You feel me? But it's like, if you date a regular guy, you with me for me or for what I got.
Right.
So, honestly, I feel like dating a regular guy would probably be my best bet. Just something genuine, like.
See, when I say, like, regular guy, I'd be like, I would say, like, a guy who still has his own.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, low key.
Yeah.
And not, like, too much in the public
yes.
eye.
Yes.
That's kind of, like, what I would,
mm-hmm.
you know, go for.
I don't want to be a celebrity couple. That's, like,
yeah.
too much paparazzi, too much in my business.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't in a relationship no more because
right.
you know everything. So.
And then on top of that, it kind of seems like they kind of end up just putting y'all together.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, in interviews, they start just asking you about more about y'all couple relationship instead of about, you know, your actual
yeah.
music that you do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
So, like, have you had guys that, like, haven't been able to, like, accept your schedule? Because I know, I'm sure you have a hectic schedule. Or your lifestyle, shall I say.
Yeah. He was insecure, really. Just me having to go network and be with different people. And a lot of producers are males. It's not really many female producers.
Mm-hmm.
So just being in the studio late night with some guys. I mean, I guess I wouldn't really like it either, but it is what it is. Like, I'm working on my craft.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't that. Like,
right.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about, like, in, like, recent, and more recently it has been, you know, coming out mm-hmm. of people talking about, like, colorism and stuff like that in hip-hop. Mm-hmm. So, especially with females mm-hmm. in general, like, how do you feel about that? Like, do you feel like, because, you know, you are a female with lighter complexion and mm-hmm. things like that. So how do you feel, do you think that'll help you more with that? Or do you, how do you just feel about that in general? Like, do you think that is a thing?
Well, it definitely is a thing. Mm-hmm. Colorism, it's like Tank and Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Beyonce got a beautiful voice, and she's a beautiful woman, mm-hmm. and she's on top. Like, but Tank, in my opinion, she has a very beautiful voice, mm-hmm. and all of her songs are, like, you know, and just where they are, like, their positions in the industry. Mm-hmm. I feel like if Tank was of a lighter complexion, or she looked a certain type of way, mm-hmm. she would be up there with Beyonce. Mm-hmm. But really, it's like the image thing, because mm-hmm. social media is so big. It's like, I gotta have something for people to see, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? But I definitely don't think it should be a thing as far as what color you are judging your music or where you are in the industry. That's completely wrong, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what about, like, ageism? Because it's so many different isms. And it's like, I just want to get into all of them with you being a female rapper and things like that, like, especially with females, because mm-hmm. a lot of people, they tend to, like, really, like, rag on Nicki a lot because they say that she acts like a child, or, you know, she too old to be doing this, she too old to be doing that, or, like, you know, she should retire and things mm-hmm. like that. But it's men like Jay-Z who's, like, what, he's, like, 50-something?
Yeah. Like, or, like, 47, I think.
Yeah.
I know Gucci what? Just turned 40, like, a week ago.
Yeah, but it's, like, it's less apparent, or, like, it's less prevalent with the male rappers as mm-hmm. far as, like, them being discriminated against for their age than it is with female rappers. Yeah. So how do you feel about that?
Ageism is definitely a thing, and that ties into sex appeal. Like, the best way to avoid that is, like, not come in the game mm-hmm. with sex appeal, because after you reach a certain age, you don't even have no fan base no more. Like, you gotta flip to a whole complete another style, another sound, you feel me, that mm-hmm. matches your age. Mm-hmm. So, but with Nicki, I feel like I don't think she act like a child.
Yeah.
I feel like, if anything, she done came up and matured as an artist. Like, from how she sound, from how she act on social media. Like, mm-hmm. I think she matured. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, with Nicki, it's like, over the years, I've seen her style change. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what it goes with the colorism, too, because, like, when Nicki first came out, because, like, Bricks is one of my favorite songs by Gucci Mane and mm-hmm. Yo Gotti.
Yeah.
And I watch that music video, like, pretty often. Mm-hmm. So when I see, like, how Nicki used to look, she was, like, a little lighter than me. And now she's, like, I don't know, she might be a little darker than you.
Yeah.
So, like, I just think about it like that. I think it's, like, a lot of politics that goes into it mm-hmm. that, like, people don't really discuss.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I like Nicki, though. Nicki's top 10 in
my opinion. A lot of that, you know, it just comes with, like, people's, like, self-esteem, too, you know? Mm-hmm. You just have to have, like, confidence in yourself and your talent as far as, you know, that you know what you're doing as an artist.
Definitely.
And then all the other stuff is secondary, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't even matter. Like, it matters, true enough. I can't lie and say it doesn't matter. But it's not top priority as far as, like, your talent. Like, your talent is, you know, the main thing. That's what's going to get you through the door.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about people building names off of others? I'm not going to, well, I don't know if I should name names. Moneybag Yo's girlfriend. Like, uh-huh. people like that. What do you think about women who sort of build off of what another person in a relationship?
Oh, Moneybag Yo girlfriend. I know you ain't talking about Ari.
I say we're not going to name names.
Oh, my bad. But I know you ain't talking about, oh, no. But she got her own thing going on before him, though.
Yeah, she definitely had a name before
hair,
him.
She had hair, brand ambassador, and some other stuff.
Yeah, before him. But he's not who put her on. We know who put her on.
I mean, they was put on together.
Yeah.
And he really gonna be honest about it.
I have nothing against her. I'm just asking, like, what do you think about people like that?
Like, rappers' baby mama, is that what you're saying?
I wouldn't even say it like that, because that sounds, like, negative. I'm just saying, like...
I mean, if you don't got nothing going, mm-hmm. and you just with a celebrity, and then all of a sudden you just, you know, start popping like that, mm-hmm. I mean, what can you do? It's really out of your control.
But do you think it's right for them to, like, turn their backs on the people who... Or turn their back on the people who put them on the...
I mean, with that particular situation, you really don't know exactly what happened. Like, I wouldn't say she turned her back, because they got a whole child together, you know what I'm saying? So she can't technically turn her back on them. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, if someone is bringing you all this drama, and you know, apparently he left her during the time, or like after she had her baby and stuff like that. He, you know, what she was going through a lot of
postpartum.
She was going through postpartum, and that's a huge thing. Like, if you're doing all that stuff while I'm going through that, I would have done worse than her. So
you know, I don't usually speak on stuff like that, but that's just something I've just been, it's been plastered in my face, so I felt the need to ask somebody.
I feel like put on like YoungBoy and NeNe. YoungBoy putting NeNe on, because I didn't know who she was. Nobody really knew who she was before.
I love her.
Yeah. Yes, see, since she left YoungBoy, she got her own thing going. Like, she's a whole nother person.
It was her son's birthday the other day, and I put on my story, happy birthday to my stepson.
I'm like, so weak. You gonna get some, like, she's coming for you. For the watch, because he's in love with her.
He gonna make a song about you,
right?
But yeah, she definitely took that and just built her brand.
Yeah,
off that.
So but I respect see, if you take a, if you take somebody putting you on, and then you put in your own work to get yourself somewhere without them, then yeah, you did the right thing. But like, if you really need that person, like, you can't leave them because y'all are, you know,
exactly,
can't put yourself in that box.
Like with, I hate to bring this up, I don't think I'm gonna say it.
Say it, girl. Say it. Say it.
Like with what's her name, Dreda and Gervonta.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Because she kind of, it seems like she kind of, like, needs him financially. I thank God that she did end up calling the police and, you know, getting him where he needed to be, which was in jail for putting his hands on a woman.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think, like, with previous situations, the way she was still, like, dealing with him while he was dealing with other women or, like, helping him, quote-unquote, cheat and stuff like that, that was kind of, like, a way for her to, like, still remain in his life and get that financial, you know, that financial help from him, and without, you know, dealing with him in a relationship, I guess. I don't know. It was just crazy to me. It's just something that I personally couldn't do, but I know everyone, you know, has different things.
Yeah.
Do you have any like shows and stuff like that coming up?
I don't have any shows coming up. I've been in the studio. I'm trying to figure out what song I want to shoot my video to down here. A video down here. That's my goal number one.
You know where you would shoot it at?
Definitely on campus.
Okay, okay. Yeah. So do you have any, like, projects, like, do you have, like, a mixtape coming soon?
I ain't gonna say
single.
I ain't gonna say
speak too much.
I'm working on a lot of tracks, I'll put it like that. I'm not sure what I want to do with them yet. But I'm definitely working on, like I said, songs with choruses, you know. Different styles, different sounds. Yeah. So when I do release an EP, it's going to be like every song is going to be a different sound. It ain't really going to be the same.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want to collab, like, R&B artists and stuff like that?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
for the one little song I got.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, the local ones, who would you want to collab with?
Well, my friend Shook, she actually can sing.
Shook, talking about...
JP Girl.
Ah.
She can sing. She got a real pretty voice.
Okay.
So definitely I want to get her in the studio. And I don't even think I could reach her, but Shorty, who won that talent show and she performed before the homecoming concert. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know.
She was a Delta. She won. She sung Fantasia.
I probably know when I see her.
I think I've probably seen her on social media.
Yeah. She her voice is like, wow, like,
yeah.
I got to get her on the song.
Like, if I could sing, I wouldn't know how to act. I'd be walking around singing all the time.
Yeah,
like, yes.
I'm running every song.
Girl, I heard a little vocal over there. Now. Stop playing. I heard it over there.
You know, you ain't got to keep them waiting. You know?
Speaking of social media, where can we reach you?
Instagram at laydoll, LA2Is dot doll, DOLL. Same on Facebook, laydoll. Snapchat, laydoll. I don't have a Twitter yet.
Working I don't either.
It. Okay, for real?
Yeah.
We so out the bubble because we don't got Twitter.
My brother, that's how my brother talk about. He'd be like, yeah, I will send you this, but you're not on Twitter, so you understand.
Yeah.
He trying to be funny. He could text it to you.
Screenshot it real quick. Yeah.
Yes, girl. Thank you so much for coming.
Yes, thank you.
I got to get you back on here, of course, once.
Yeah.
You know, you do your first big show. So,
show.
It's going to happen, period.
Y'all going to be right there with me backstage.
Yeah, I'm going to show up.
You're going to be recording.
I'll interview later.
You're
going to
interview. Yes. That's one thing I'm big on, though. Before we close out, like, who I came up with and the people who helped me, like, get anywhere, like, I'm definitely big on bringing the people with you. Like, I would never just get big and then forget where I came from. I don't see how people do that. You feel me? Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much,
yeah.
You're such a sweet person.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Lay Daw. This is the A-Raj Podcast. Thank you for tuning in.
All right.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.